Welcome to Fact or Fiction, How Do You Know? This is a 15 topical part series to encourage people to discuss and think through the ideas that maybe they've just accepted without having thought through. Perhaps it has never been more difficult than it currently is to determine what is true and who is telling us the truth. More and more people have become cynical about how mainstream media outlets report news, what political leaders pronounce, whether celebrities are sincere or just being paid actors, and how social media giants use algorithms to determine what we are allowed to see or read. In addition to this, or maybe because of it, societies around the world seem to have become more polarized, taking sides against one another. These divisions have become increasingly hostile, literally resulting in riots on the streets and, tragically, even deaths. Disagreements are nothing new. In fact, the strength of any society is measured by the extent to which it can disagree, dialogue, discuss, debate, and even show deference, that is, respect, to those whom its citizens do not agree with. This is the ideal of every democracy and is, in fact, the only way a democracy can function. There are presently several highly emotive issues such as climate change, COVID vaccines, masks and mandates, transgenderism, abortion on demand, same-sex marriage, LGBT rights, which in many parts of our Western society have created deep divisions. Sometimes these divisions are made all the wider because those advocating for their position on these issues do not make arguments for their position. Rather, they attack and ridicule those who disagree with them. It is my contention that there is a world of difference between disagreeing by fighting and disagreeing by arguing. Fighting generally attacks a person. Arguing generally offers reasons for holding a viewpoint. In other words, it's focused on the ideas at stake. And it is similarly my contention that the best reason for having a viewpoint is that it can be demonstrated to be true. This is what we will explore in these 15 topics that I hope will lead you to be able to offer reasons based on sound evidence for your viewpoint rather than merely adopting what the mainstream media, social media, politicians, or celebrities tell you what to believe. I'm Andrew Corbett.